Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings! I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. Warning, the first signs of Asiatic cholera in Barbados. There are moments in time that commands our lives, points of time on which destinies balance. We review our path and see them now towering pyramid-like above the dead level of the years. Such a period was this. Danger was impending. One seemed to pause, expectant. These are the words of Thomas Butcher. He was resident on the island during the time when Barbados was decimated by Asiatic cholera. Reportedly starting on the Asian continent, Asiatic cholera, as it was named, was rampaging across the world from about 1832, killing thousands of people in its wake, 22 years before it attacked Barbados. The news of the reputation of horrors associated with this cholera disease had preceded it to the shores of this island. In earlier times, there were bouts of a similarly facing disease, but its true nature was unknown, causing any treatment or the idea of any treatment to remain elusive. However, as published in the Barbadian on this day, May 24th in the year 1854, in a meeting of the Board of Commissioners of Health, it was resolved that there was, quote, a case or cases of disease resembling in its features Asiatic cholera, end quote. This official information was dispatched to His Excellency the Governor William M. G. Colebrook, and according to the reporting, quote, great alarm has been excited in the public mind, end quote. It was during the previous week of May 14th that, due to a number of suspicious and unexplainable deaths, the authorities concluded, and I quote, it appears from evidence before this General Board of Health that certain cases of a suspicious nature have occurred in town resembling Asiatic cholera, but there is not sufficient evidence to enable the board to decide at present that that disease is actually existing in the island. Consequently, the board do not think that clean bills of health should be refused by the harbor master, and the board would call upon the public generally, and particularly the inhabitants of the town, to observe strictly the instructions that have from time to time been issued from them, the commissioners of health, end quote. Thomas Butcher revealed that the mindset here at the time was that given the uncertainty of the presenting disease, the authorities thought it prudent to minimize any panic and in so doing, avoid interrupting trade and commerce without cause. However, in an effort to stem the tide of illness, some precautionary measures were set in place, even though the medical authorities remained unclear about the reality of the demon with which they were faced. Recently, a report on the Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation's evening news, Dr. the Most Honorable Kenneth George, provided information on the measures that the health officials on the island were putting in place in preparation for the upcoming ICC T20 Cricket World Cup. Thousands of people will descend on the island for this event, and health precautions are necessary. As a result, given the accessibility to information and an educated understanding of prevailing diseases, unlike with the event of 1854, the health professionals are preparing, training, and sensitizing officials to be on the lookout for certain diseases, given the disease profile of the countries from which spectators across the world will be drawn. Therefore, 170 years later, the health professionals here are now more equipped.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.